This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
As we continue our series, doing lessons on A Minute with the Master, let us look at the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 29. During his earthly ministry, he answers and states, "Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God." Now, this is in response to those who are questioning him about the resurrection, questioning who a woman's husband will be when multiple deaths have occurred and she has remarried because of those deaths that have occurred. And Jesus here is telling them that they don't have the right understanding. They don't understand the resurrection, and they're erring from God's law and from the scriptures. And he says the reason why they're erring, it's because they do not know the scriptures nor the power of God. We're going to take the principle here of what Jesus is saying and apply it to religious error. Why does mankind err in religious matters? What is the reason behind it? Well, oftentimes it is for these two reasons. It is because men do not know the scriptures nor the power of God. They do not know the book, and because they do not know the book, they do not understand spirituality. Therefore, their positions, their beliefs, their doctrines are not in accordance with God's word, but rather they have made up their own definitions, their own doctrines, and their own beliefs. And therefore, they err because they do not know the scriptures. But likewise, they do not know the power of God. And oftentimes, because they do not know the power of God, that is why they are not motivated to know the scriptures. Because if one knows the power of God and is truly believing in the power of God, then he is going to be motivated in understanding what God has commanded of man, realizing the power that God has. Why do men err? Well, possibly, in most cases, because of the very reasons that Jesus states here, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. This has been A Minute with the Master. We will have yet another lesson in our next daily exhortation.